Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, April the 1st, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue our study today of your word. We're grateful for how you have placed within our reach the information that is necessary so that we might prepare for all that we see occurring around us. We ask, Lord, that you would give us the strength to continue to stand with you and protect us from the invasion of error so that we might not be led astray, but that we will walk securely with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we'll take a look on the April 1st, 2021, at the subject, the repudiation of the Constitution. The repudiation of the Constitution. Now that word, repudiation, is borrowed directly from Testimonies, Volume 5, page 451. I'd like to read that for you before we begin to look at the article that we have chosen for today. That's Testimonies, Volume 5, page 451 says, "By the decree of enforcing the institution of the papacy in violation of the law of God, when Protestantism shall stretch her hand across the gulf to grasp the hand of Roman power, when she shall reach over the abyss to clasp hands with spiritualism, when under the influence of this threefold union, our country shall repudiate every principle of its constitution as a Protestant and Republican government, our country shall repudiate every principle of its constitution as a Protestant and Republican government, and shall make provision for the propagation of papal falsehoods and delusions. Then we may know that the time has come for the marvelous working of Satan, and that the end is near." Now that's Testimonies, Volume 5, page 451, and it talks about the time when the Constitution will be indeed repudiated. Now, there is an article that I'd like to share with you today that is found in the WYO File website. That's the WYO, W-Y-O File website. The article was published back on September the 26th, 2017. And the writer of the article is Kerry Drake, D-R-A-K-E. The title of the article is "The U.S. Constitution is Under Attack." The title again, "The U.S. Constitution is Under Attack." Here it is. If anyone asks you, "Hey, did you know Wyoming signed off on joining this crazy constitutional convention that could wind up rewriting the document that has guided this nation for the past 228 years? Tell them yes, because even if you didn't know before, you do now. The Wyoming legislature approved House Joint Resolution 2 during this year's general session with little fanfare. It serves as the state's official request to Congress to authorize a constitutional convention for the specific purpose of considering a federal balanced budget amendment. That's what it states. And that's what supporters of H.J.R. 2 promised. But that's not what the resolution does. When it was approved by the House 35-23, by the Senate 20-10, and signed by Governor Matt Mead, Wyoming joined an effort that could open a constitutional Pandora's box. A recent event served as a reminder about how Wyoming was hoodwinked into making this mistake by powerful forces. Three state legislators chose to blow off attending a meeting of the Joint Revenue Interim Committee in Buffalo earlier this year so they could attend a four-day session in Phoenix, Arizona to plan for the proposed convention, if it ever happens. The trio were Senators Ray Peterson, Jeff Wassenberger, and Representative Dan Lauren. The Revenue Committee is considering bills to help choose to help close the $260 million annual shortfall in education funding, but I can see how the opportunity to fly free to Phoenix using scholarship paid for by a nonprofit group that funded the wealthy conservative organization could lure them from doing their jobs here. Radical conservative groups like the American Legislative Executive Council have been trying to pass a federal balanced budget amendment since the 1980s. Having been repeatedly turned away from the front door, having an amendment proposed by Congress, then ratified by a supermajority of the states, they are now using Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution, which sets the parameters for a constitutional convention of the states to achieve their goal. Never mind that such a convention could totally alter how the United States is governed. Once they remove the lid on the supreme law of the land, there would be absolutely no filter on what could go in or come out. Article 5 doesn't contain a word about what issues a constitutional convention can cover. Constitutional scholar and Harvard Law School professor Lawrence Tribe has succinctly spelled out the possible danger. What you're doing is putting the whole Constitution up for grabs. So let me pause here to say that we're talking now about an article that was published back in 2017, and they're talking about the whole concept of the idea that they are looking to have a constitutional convention, and they're claiming that they have an agenda for that. But these people are warning that if you do have a constitutional convention, this can change the entire constitution. And there might be a hidden agenda that most of these people might have for that constitution. Now, you and I both know that going all the way back to the year 1888, they've been thinking of changing the constitution to turn this nation into a Christian nation. Now, of course, it's not being mentioned here in what Wyoming is saying. But as that professor just said, Professor Tribe is saying, once the lid is off the meeting, all bets are off. You can change the Constitution going all the way forward and making all the changes that you need, because there's nothing that says you cannot change it if there is a constitutional convention going on. Continuing the article, it says this: if that doesn't scare Americans, I don't know what will. The Wyoming legislature tried to put a safeguard in HJR 2 that says such a convention can only be for one purpose, and the one it approved was to pass a BBA. Unfortunately, the state's resolution doesn't control the situation. The U.S. Constitution does. A convention can be called if a two-thirds majority of the states, 34 out of the 50, petition Congress for it. Wyoming is supposedly the 27th, but there is a heated debate over how many states have officially sought the convention. Several other states passed resolutions decades ago, so it's questionable whether they still are in effect. While Wyoming approved its resolution this year, Maryland, New Mexico, and Nevada just overturned the ones they signed years ago. There are two main backers of the BBA movement. One is ALEC, a Bill Mill that churns out anti-democratic proposals introduced by red state legislatures. Their most recent high-profile handiwork is a suit of ID laws that courts have been throwing out left and right. The other primary backer is Americans for Prosperity, which is the vehicle the billionaire Koch brothers use to fund causes like getting the government to help telling rich people what they can do. There is a legitimate debate to be held about whether a balanced budget amendment would be good for the U.S., which is now $20 trillion in debt. Conservatives believe a constitutional amendment mandating that the nation balances the budget and stops borrowing money is the only way to get its fiscal ship in order. Progressives like myself maintain that passing the RBA would have the unintended consequence of causing a recession in many small states and could cause economic havoc everywhere. But Congress has already had that debate, and the last time it considered the issue in the 1990s, it failed by one vote in the Senate. Congress, which is at least nominally accountable to voters and which can restrict a bill to a single issue, is the appropriate place to debate and, if warranted, take action on a balanced budget amendment. So now notice what they're trying to do now. They're trying to say that they're going to set up this constitutional amendment to balance the amendment. They say that the United States of America is $20 trillion in debt. Now that's back in the year 2017. Might be a lot more than that right now. But as we've been warned, if you have a constitutional amendment meeting, many things can change. And I'm sure you're realizing the direction in which this nation really wants to go. They want to turn the United States of America into a Christian nation, and thereby, based on the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 13 and verse 12, thereby turn the entire world into a Christian world. We have been warned. We have been warned. Continuing. The COS has passed 12 resolutions about what it wants to come out of a constitutional convention. It has proposed imposing term limits on Congress, mandating nationwide voter ID, taking back America's educational system, and restricting the fiscal powers and jurisdiction of the federal government. Now notice now, this is an article written back in 2017, and notice some of the things that they have in mind here. They have in mind term limits on Congress, mandating nationwide voter IDs, taking back America's educational system, and of course, by taking it back, meaning making it no longer public, but rather Christian, church, and restricting the fiscal powers and jurisdiction of the federal government. Fritz Pretty John, a former Alaska state senator and a leader BBA advocate, was surprisingly candid in an op-ed that was posted on the ALEC website in April. An article convention could propose any number of solutions. One would be to dissolve Congress and elect a new one. When you're the sovereign, you can do that. You could constitutionally outlaw abortion, redefine who has the right to vote, institute the gold standard, disband the standing military, and do away with all federal public lands while you were at it. Once the white out and the red pencil came out, only the loudest voices will determine how and where they're applied. Now, I hope you're listening to me this morning, because if you do have a constitutional amendment, if you do have a constitutional meeting, it'll mean that they can pass any law that they want. They can redefine the Voting Rights Act. They can reinstitute the gold standard. They can disband the standing military and do away with the federal public lands. They can do pretty much anything that they want to, and they can determine that this nation is ultimately going to be a Christian nation. Whether they realize it or not at the time of this vote, Wyoming lawmakers have made possible the kind of undemocratic power grabs described by Petty John at an open convention. Quote, "I'm sure that there are those that disagree with the efforts of acquiring the needed 34 states and their application for a state constitutional convention," Peterson wrote in an email to the reporter Andrew Graham. "But developing the rules that will govern such a convention and ensuring that our state is involved in that planning is critical as we approach the necessary number." No matter how many times Wyoming's Peterson, Wassenberger, Lauren, and other state legislators fly to Phoenix and pass rules against opening up their convention, their efforts are meaningless. There are no rules that could keep a convention from becoming a free-for-all where anything could get passed. If extreme right groups grab control, the nation is in deep trouble. David Super, a Georgetown law professor who has extensively studied the issue, told Graham, "If an actual convention is convened, we will see an outpouring of special interest money like this country has never seen." The other side doesn't even contest that view. According to a report in the Center for Media and Democracy, a cocky convention proponent bragged to Democratic Wisconsin State Representative Chris Taylor at a 2013 summit, "You really don't need people to do this. You just need control over the legislature, and you need money. And we have both." They certainly do. Republicans control 32 state legislatures and 33 governorships, including 25, where they have majorities in both state legislative chambers and the governorship. These includes red state Wyoming, of course. Let me read that again, because we've got 50 states in this country. Republicans control 32 state legislatures and 33 governorships, including 25 where they have majorities in both state legislative chambers and the governorship. That includes red state Wyoming, of course. The 55 Wyoming legislators who voted for the bill have aligned our state with billionaires who would like to change the U.S. Constitution and are all too willing to buy these changes. Groups like ALEC that connect state lawmakers with businesses that want to be deregulated, and radical ideologues who openly intend to hijack the convention and have their way with the Constitution. What will our lawmakers do for an encore? How about coming to their senses and changing their minds in 2018? So that's where we stand. And one of the reasons why I wanted to share this article with you today is it was published back in the year 2017. Now, of course, this desire to have a constitutional convention to change the Constitution goes all the way back to 2018. As a matter of fact, it goes back before 2018. To 1888 goes all the way back to 1888 and goes back a little bit before 1888. And the desire back then had to do with worship. They wanted to pass a national Sunday law in 1888. And what we see happening now is just a continuation of all of the agenda that these people have had all these years. There is a website that you can check out. The name of the website is Lord's Day Alliance. Lord's Day Alliance. And you go to that website and they'll tell you they have one objective, and that is to establish a mandatory Sunday worship day. And when you look at the history of the Lord's Day Alliance, they're printed on their website that their beginnings go back to 1888. They're not hiding that from you. And the only reason why you wouldn't know is because you're not really checking. But the fact of the matter is that any constitutional convention is not going to escape the agenda of those who have a social and religious agenda for this nation, regardless of what they might claim to be using as the objective of that agenda. You and I need to understand that this is something that has been planned long in advance. And it goes back to the meeting that I'm always talking about, back in Buffalo in 1852. It ought not surprise you, therefore, that the agenda continues, that those who have the plan, those with the money, those who with the influence, those who have this determination, are not going to surrender. They're not going to give up. They have every intention of continuing as they have set out. There is one other article. I think I will probably begin with this in our next session. It is found in The Hill, and it was published in September the 18th, 2020. It had to do with a former Attorney General, William Barr. And the title of that article, which we will read, as I said before, in our next session, not this one. Our Constitution is under attack by Attorney General William Barr. And of course, you know, William Barr is a Opus Dei. He's also a Knight of Columbus. So he has a direct connection to the papacy and its agenda. But you are going to notice that this constitutional convention is going to remain a pushing issue with most of these individuals who are far right in their thinking and in their planning. And ultimately, they might just get what they are looking for. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that in your kindness, you have continued to warn us concerning the agenda that is outstanding. We ask, Lord, today that you would continue to give us the strength that is necessary and the understanding of where we stand. Help us to look within. Help us to do a close examination of ourselves to see if our strength is really what we think it is, to see if we really stand with what we claim to believe. And if we do not, Lord, we ask that you would give us the strength that is necessary so that we might indeed reflect you in all details of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again today, we must thank you for your consistency in listening to the broadcast each and every day. We're grateful that God has drawn us together that we can study. And we'd like to make an appeal to you that you make a contribution to this ministry so that we might be able to finance our continued service in this area. God bless you and thank you. This has been your daily briefing, April the 1st, 2021.